And welcome back to part two of Q&A with me, which leads us to the next question was, how would I like to be called by my listeners? And I think the resounding thing, I let everybody else take care of that because I really don't know what y'all want to call me. So I would have to say Mr. Hands has been what most people have been calling me. I will go with that. Mr. Hands sounds good for me. I have two of them. I use them well. I like to use them a lot. So Mr. Hands would be perfect. What is the most interesting thing about me? I'm going to have to leave that again up to you because I don't know what's interesting about me. I think that's about very subjective to other people who would be looking at me saying that's an interesting thing about me. So I don't know. You guys make your decisions on that. What made you decide to get into erotic audio? Right here on Twitter. A little backstory. My Twitter account was originally for my lyrics. I was a lyricist. I was a songwriter, musician, and I would just post stuff on this account to have a log of my lyrics. One words, two words, phrases, whatever the case may be, thoughts, subject matter. I think I've deleted them all, but you can go way, way back on the 900 posts that I have and probably check out a few from the very, very beginning. And then one day, I used to do also voiceovers for commercials and things like that, radio voice. And welcome to today, the high of 23 in your city today. Driving to work, taking you back with little Phil Collins and Susu Studio. So I did a lot of voice work like that with my radio voice and Voice of God at different celebrations and things like that, events. So hit and miss. I just tagged on this one Twitter post and said, hey, I do voiceovers too. And I had no idea this person did. It's called ASMR audios. So I checked it out and I was like, wow, this person's voice really got to me. And I'm like, there's something here. Like there's something that triggered. And I never really realized that audio triggers are so powerful. And so I submitted one of my really lame Voice of God audios to these people, and they were blown away. They were like, wow, what a great voice. Why don't you try doing this? I said, yeah, well, I mean, I have a Literotica account. I've written some works. I've never done audio erotica. Maybe there's on something here. So if you listen back to some of my earlier posts, very scripted, you can actually hear me turning the pages, quite embarrassing, but I didn't. That's how I would do it normally with any sort of scripted or audio work. And it's pretty lame. I'm not gonna lie. It's ugly at best. Anyways, but I think it's cool that you can see the evolution and the growth of what I've learned over the last few months and how I'm kind of getting better. And I'm still using so many different things. You know, I'm trying background tracks. I'm using different sound effects. I'm trying different types of ways of recording to see which is good and bad. And I promised myself I'd throw everything out there, the good, the bad, the ugly, the absolute shit, the stuff that one of those makes you laugh. Like, what the hell was that? But I thought, I promised myself I'd put it all out there because I really was in new ground here with erotic audio and I had no idea what was going to work, no idea what I would find erotic and what you would find erotic. Is that the same thing? Let's find out together. So here's all my shit out there and you guys can decide. And I think I'm still in that trial basis of putting out different stuff, different themes, different scenarios, using different sounds and different tracks and whatnot. And I think it's a great, it's so fucking fun. This is amazing. I love it. And I'm really thankful for all of your input. Good, bad, ugly, critique otherwise. I have no ego to bruise, so bring it on. I will just do my best and be as genuine as I am. They are very genuine. Everything that I do is all me. It's everything I do. If you're getting with me, this is what you're going to get. variations on a theme, for sure. Is this something that you envision doing long-term or full-time? I would love to. I would love to get into different types of styles of audio. I would like to do some audiobooks. I was thinking about narrating a couple of my written works that I have on Literotica to try those out to see how that works. I'm doing a mini-series right now about a DS mini-series. And I would like to maybe do video games as well. There's always a narrative part in video games, and I think I would like to do those narrative parts in video games as well. I think there's a broad gamut of things that I would like to do. But I'll tell you, I've done a lot of MC work and voiceover work before. This, by far, is my most favorite and most creative outlet that I've ever had. And the fact that other people are enjoying it is just phenomenal. So if I wanted to take something further and do it long-term, full-time, babe, this has got to be it. This is it for me. I just love doing this. And hopefully if I get more support on this, I'd be able to do it full-time. That'd be great. excuse me. Maybe I'll take a poll and I'll let you guys decide what we want to do with this, because I think it's a you and me thing. I don't think it's just a me thing. I think there has to be, you know, with everyone, everything that you give, there has to be a received. You have to get something from it. So if there's more support, then yeah, definitely let's grow this. And if there isn't, well, you know, let's just hang out and have fun with what we got. That's for sure. Do you plan on doing any erotic audios that are not DDLG? Of course, definitely. I would like to make a lot more stuff that's more broader in scope and more representative of the larger population. I will, however, indulge myself because I love doing this and I love getting out that side of me for sure. So I will be doing more DS stuff. I'm putting out a mini series, as I said, this week and next. And, but something for everyone. I love doing something for everyone. And as I say, I love doing multifaceted stuff. Definitely will be doing, more, I'm not going to say generic, but more things that can be, that people can, relate to, more audios that more people can relate to, I think is what I'm going to do for sure. Here's one: shaved or unshaved pussy. Well, here's the thing. Pussy is food. And as much as it might taste so good, you really gotta make it look delicious too. Presentation is half the battle. You could have the tastiest pussy on the earth, and if it looks like a pile of swill, my tongue ain't going anywhere near it. So shaved or unshaved, as long as it's well-groomed, just present it. You want it eaten, make it good enough to eat. That's all I'm saying. And that goes for guys and girls, both ways. Make it look good. And I'll eat it. Oh, God, would you be open to letting your girlfriend or significant other peg you? No. And that's all I'm going to say that. Just a definite no. Not going there, not doing that, not my thing. Sorry. If you had someone to choose, if you had to choose someone to play you in a movie, who would it be? For the longest time in my life, especially throughout my 30s, I was very close looking to Harrison Ford. A lot of people mistook me for Harrison Ford. I guess that's a good thing. He's a pretty handsome guy, so looking like Harrison Ford, I don't think is a bad thing. So if I would choose, I would choose definitely choose him. Second, I would choose probably Daniel Craig because he is just one fucking hot motherfucker. That guy is yummy. Oh, anyway, definitely, yeah. Fanboy for Daniel Craig for sure. Lastly on the list, I would probably go with Jason Statham. Because obviously in my older years, we had the same hairline pretty close. but he's a damn good looking fine man and he's well built and I'd like to emulate him because, you know, all these guys are in their older years and still looking fine. And I definitely would probably replicate those guys and would want them to play me in a movie for sure. Am I a booty or boobs man? All of the above. I love everything about women. Everything. And all the different sizes, shapes, colors, creeds, whatever. Someone asked me the other day, you must really, you like black girls. I'm like, I like black girls. I like all girls. Like, I do not have a differentiation. I love, it's like Baskin Robbins, 31 flavors. Oh my God, I have a different one every day. So yeah, I am just a very big fan of women in general, for sure. Here's a few music questions, which I really love. Do I have a favorite band? I grew up with Iron Maiden, so I would have to say Iron Maiden. I grew up with being a metalhead, Judas Priest, all those old bands, Slayer. So I would say those would be my favorite bands. I listen to some Daughtry these days. Having said that, way back in the day, I was also a big Tears for Fears fan, so I was very diverse. Being a music fan and a musician my entire life, my music tastes are vastly, you know, huge, all over the place, orchestral, you know, I love, you know, tribal rhythms, oh my God, the salsa music is just wonderful, I'm a big disco fan, all of that, I love it all, it's amazing, big fan of music. What's the best concert I've ever been to? Probably Yes, the Big Generator. The Jonas Brothers had a really cool set design. I was really impressed with their stage setup, with the water thing they had going in the back, the water curtain. That was really cool. Iron Maiden, any Iron Maiden concert I've ever been to. In the past recent years, I've loved up close and intimate, interactive type of concerts. The best one I've ever been to was Adam Cohen of the late great Mr. Cohen. It's his son and a true artist of himself. Blown away. You have musicians that sound really great on recording and then musicians that don't sound so great when they're live. Adam Cohen is completely different. If you ever get to see him live, truly a treat, simplistic, complex, it just envelops you in the song, in the story, in the art. Truly one of my favorite concerts I've been to in the past probably 3 years was Adam Cohen. I'm a huge fan and I am proud to say that we also have made a good friendship as well. What's my favorite song to make out to or slow dance song? How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees. Favorite, definitely a favorite of all time. That song just is just yummy. I love it. Yeah. Weirdest place I've had sex. Well, there's a list. The hood of a car. In a school parking lot, middle of the soccer field, hiking trail. It was a busy one at the time. Various rooms at various places of work that I worked at. Usually like to make it a little bit more dangerous. And, you know, you take your opportunities when they come. Just going to say that. There you go. How many languages do I speak? 1.5. I used to be very fluent in French when in my younger days. That has gone by the wayside just simply because I don't use it anymore. I can understand French a lot, but, you know, my vocabulary in French is it's very weak. You know, pamplemousse, bateau, and chemise, beer froide, chien chaud, you know, salle de bain. There you go. That's my French. Do I appreciate art, and what type? Yes, I appreciate art. I appreciate all art. Here's what I appreciate. I really don't care what it is, but I've been around art my entire life, so I appreciate talent. I usually can pick up talent right away. If you're good at something, if you're intuitive about the art that you're doing or the creative, and it's not necessarily art, it can be business, it can be writing, it can be presentating, it can be anything. But if you have a talent for it, I can usually pick it out pretty quickly. And that's what impresses me most about you know, art and creativity is the talent. I can appreciate talent. How would I define love? Well, that was a good question. And I tweeted a tweet a long time ago. I think it was back in May or June. You can hunt for it. But here it is anyway. And we were having a debate about God, I think. And because I think, here's the tweet. Love and God. Two words that defy definition, but with personal interpretation can be offered an explanation. And I think that sums it up. I think love and or God, their meanings are huge. And again, they are personal to you and to me, of what love is and the different aspects of love and or God. And I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that tweet. The tweet again is two words that defy definition, but with personal interpretation can be offered an explanation. And there you go. What turns you off most about dating? I don't date. That's plain and simple. I've never been in the dating scene. I just, what's your favorite kind of foreplay? Eye contact, body language, and touching. Those are my favorite types of foreplay. From a distance, as you get closer, so it's eye contact, then it's body language, then it's close, then it's touching, and it's going from there. It's those small steps that just fuel the fire for sure. My favorite sex position. Oh, come on. Really? No, there's all sorts. There's so many. I don't have a favorite because they're all fun to toss around. And I do mean toss around. How adventurous am I? I'm extremely adventurous. I'll pretty much try everything once. I think it's great to do anything once and fail at it. Sure, let's blow some stuff up and see how we can make it better afterwards. Like doing these audios. You know, hey, some of them are hit, some of them are miss. Let's see if we can get them right the next time. My weirdest sexual experiences, I'd have to say one night stands because I really don't like them and I really have never done them all that much. And every time I've done one, it's been like, just either weird or a bad time or just, it's never been good. So I'm going to have to say one night stands are definitely weird sexual experiences for me. I think I answered the one, when I started doing audios and why. I'm going to take another break, and we're going to come back with part 3 and wrap this up of the Q&A.